Well, welcome to our brand new message series that we're calling Overflow God. In this series, we're going to be looking at how to develop a mindset of abundance. And today I want to talk with you about God's going to give you everything you need. We all want certainty. We want to know that our future is secure, that we're not going to lack anything or go without something that we really need. The problem is that our world tells us things are limited in short supply. And God doesn't want us going through life with a scarcity mentality, thinking that there may not be enough of what we need when we really need it. That only makes us insecure, creates anxiety and worry, causes us to lose sleep and go through our daily lives with the uneasy feeling that we may not actually have enough. No, God is a God of abundance. He will supply all our needs. Scripture calls him Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord is my provider. Within a few hours of when the first COVID lockdown was announced, there was widespread panic. Remember that? People ransacked the stores to get basic supplies. They took anything and everything they could get their hands on. Lines were around the block. Shelves went bare. People were gathering more than what they really needed. It was all based on fear. Fear. It was based on fear. And you know, when we're afraid for our own survival, we become different people. That's what happens when we have a scarcity mentality. It can easily turn us into someone we don't recognize. We start seeing the world as competitive, unsafe. Every day, there are so many people who go without, not because God doesn't provide everything that they need, but because a scarcity mentality often keeps us from sharing the abundant provision that God has given to many of us. Genesis chapter 26, there was a famine in the land. Isaac was looking for food and water. He went down to a place called Gerar. He was just passing through. It was a place that was ruled by the Philistines. And he was going on to Egypt, where he'd heard there would be more food and supplies. But God told him to stay in the land. Don't go down to Egypt. God promised Isaac that he would bless him, give him the land, and make his descendants more numerous than the stars of the sky if he obeyed. So Isaac settled there in Gerar. Well, he started planting crops and acting like everything was normal. The Philistines thought he was crazy. I mean, there was a famine going on. Nothing was going to grow. They took him for a fool. But Isaac trusted God, and God kept his promise. Isaac's land yielded 100-fold. He acquired more and more flocks and herds and kept getting richer and richer. Well, eventually the Philistines became envious, so much so that their king finally told Isaac that he had to leave. He had become too strong for them. It was causing a lot of strife and bitterness among the people. The famine had created a scarcity mentality, and they didn't think it was fair that Isaac had all that he did, and they thought they deserved more. Well, Isaac knew it wasn't fair, but he left. He went down to a nearby valley, set up camp there. There were wells in that land that Isaac's father, Abraham, had dug many years earlier. The Philistines had stopped up those wells with rocks and dirt. Of course, water was essential for surviving in the desert, so Isaac and his men got busy redigging the wells, removing the stones, clearing out the debris. It was a lot of hard work. No sooner had they finished than some shepherds came and argued with Isaac. They said the well belonged to them. The water was theirs. Well, Isaac knew that as the son of Abraham, he was the rightful owner. Plus, he had just done all the hard work to get the well flowing again. He could have put up a fight, gone to war, engaged in a conflict to protect his rights. No one would have faulted him for that. There will always be people who want what you have. who are envious of the good things you enjoy, the blessings you have in life, the success you have, and the relationships you enjoy. They'll take you to task, the people who want what you want. They'll make you feel guilty for it. They'll manipulate things to get what you have. It's a problem. They want what you have, and it's all because they have a scarcity mentality. It only causes strife and heartache. And it's easy to fall into that way of thinking, you know, believing that resources are limited, there's not going to be enough to go around. It's tempting to defend your turf, stand your ground. No, that's my well. It belongs to me. But sometimes you have to be the bigger person. You have to take the high road, and that's what Isaac did. He moved on without making a fuss. He said, fine, you can have the well, because Isaac knew that no matter what, God was going to take care of all his needs. Isaac had an abundance mindset. So he moved on. He went a little further away in the valley, found another well that his father had dug. It was stopped up as well, so he and his men started redigging that well. A lot of strenuous work. You know, you had to dig by hand in those days. And finally, they got the well working and water was coming up. They had plenty of water to drink and enough to irrigate their crops. Things were looking good again. But right on cue, guess what happened? The shepherds showed up. Get out of here. That well belongs to us. They argued with Isaac about the second well also. Can you imagine what Isaac was thinking? I can't believe this is happening again. But like the first time, Isaac let it go. He let them have the well, and he moved on, because Isaac knew that his God was a God of abundance. You know, one of the most common confessions that I hear from children is fighting with their siblings. It's usually over a toy or screen time or a video game or the control of the TV remote. You know, they're all scarce resources, so it ends up in a big argument, and sometimes there's shouting, name-calling, even violence. I always remind the kids of what Jesus said, you know, turn the other cheek. Don't fight back when someone treats you unfairly. And then I'll say, maybe next time you can just let them have it. Well, one little boy misunderstood what I meant. He balled up his fist and he said, you're right, Father Roger. Next time my sister does that, I'm going to let her have it. I said, no, that's not what I mean. I mean, let her have the toy. Just give it to her. If she wants it and she's arguing for it, don't fight back. Don't demand it back. Don't get angry. Don't get in a big fight. Just let her have the toy. I say that to all the kids, and they all look at me like I'm crazy. But that's what Isaac did. It must have been hard for him to walk away a second time and try again. But Isaac believed in the blessings that God had promised him. He trusted God, so a second time he moved on. Found another well, more digging, more hard work, and just when they were finished, no shepherds. God protected Isaac from the shepherds this time, the third time, and no shepherds came to argue with Isaac. So he named that well Rehoboth, which means open space. And Isaac said, the Lord has now given us ample room, and we shall flourish in the land. When people fight against you, they want what you have, they're jealous of your good fortune, they try to rob you of the promotion that you worked so hard for, or deprive you of the contract that you did all the work to get, or take credit for your ideas, steal your friends, whatever it is, move on. Be the bigger person. Take the high road like Isaac did, because your God has something much greater in store for you. Wide open space, ample room, tremendous abundance. See, God is a God of abundance. In fact, he doesn't just give us what we need. He provides more than what we need. Scripture refers to him as El Shaddai, which means the God of more than enough. Our God is not a get-by-God, well, let's see if we can get through this month kind of God, or a God of just barely enough. No, our God is a God of more than enough, an overflow God. God is so generous, isn't he? He gives us way more than we really need. In the gospel passage today, a huge crowd came to Jesus. It was getting late in the day, and they were in a remote location, far away from food and supplies. Resources were scarce in that moment. It was kind of like one of those signs you see out on the middle of the highway in the middle of nowhere, you know, no services for 70 miles. That's what it was like. Even basic necessities were limited. All the people had among them was 2 fish and 5 loaves of barley bread, not nearly enough to feed the 5,000 men who were there, and way more than that when you count the women and the children. Jesus decided to test his disciples. He asked, where can we get by enough food for them to eat? Philip answered right away, 200 days wages worth of food would not be enough to feed all of them, each of them just a little. You see, Philip had a scarcity mindset. A scarcity mentality. All he could see was lack, shortage, not enough. In that moment, Philip saw the world like so many people see it, a place of want and insufficiency, a place you have to fight for your rights, a fight for what you want. But Jesus took that small amount that they had and turned it into a feast. Everyone in the crowd was satisfied. The passage says that they had as much fish as they wanted. No one left there hungry. But the miracle didn't stop there. Jesus went even further. After everyone had eaten, he told his disciples to gather whatever food was left over. They filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves. That was more than they could eat. Our God is a God of abundance, an overflow God, a God of plenty. He doesn't just stop with what we need. He gives us much, much more, way more than we need. A friend of mine lost her job a few months ago. She got really worried. She started praying, you know, to God. Well, she was a regular prayer, but she was praying urgently because she was worried about her future, a single woman. And God told her to be patient, that he had the right job for her that would come at the right time, and it would have the right amount of pay. In the meantime, my friend said that she has been amazed that there has not been a single day that she has gone without everything that she needed. That's who our God is. Do you have a scarcity mentality? Are the bills piling up and you're wondering where the money's going to come from? You're going to have enough money to last through retirement? Or maybe you think your time is scarce, you're always feeling behind, can't catch up, things aren't working right, you got to work harder, but you don't know how you're going to do it, find the hours in the day. Maybe you think opportunities are scarce, your calendar is overcommitted because you're signed up for everything and anything and everything because you're afraid of missing out and another opportunity may not come along. Or you're just generally uncertain or insecure about the future. Or do you have a mindset of abundance? You believe God is in control. He's ordering your steps. He's providing for you. He'll prosper you. He'll open the right doors for you at the right time. He'll bring the right people into your life. If you have a scarcity mentality, get into agreement with God. Change your mindset. Believe that the Lord is leading you to greener pastures. That he will bless your bread and water, that he will feed you from the abundance of his own house. Believe that you will flourish in the courts of the Lord and you stand underneath the open windows of heaven. Scripture says in 2 Corinthians 9:8 that God's going to give you everything you need and even more, plenty left over to share with others. This world assigns a number to everything. It only creates a false sense of scarcity. But our God is not a scarce God. Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Abundance in every way. More freedom, more joy, more fulfillment, meaning, purpose, health, wholeness, prosperity, every good thing in this life and in the life to come, because our God is and always will be an overflow God.